Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, it's not a bit too soon to go to your Kroger store and place an order for your Christmas turkey. Yes, Christmas is just around the corner, and when that day comes, you'll want to be sure you have a Kroger turkey roasting in your oven, because your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest birds, Kroger priced for better value. These elegant birds are plump, tender, heavy-breasted. They have that real country fresh flavor. So, of course, a Kroger turkey turns out better when you cook it. Yes, when you choose a Kroger turkey, you choose the pick of the flock. And after you've cooked it, your family will just plain cheer. You see, Kroger turkeys are real aristocrats. They come out of the oven all crispy brown on the outside, firm-fleshed, plump, and juicy on the inside. And while they're cooking, goodness gracious, the aroma will make your mouth water. That's because Kroger turkeys are top-quality birds, raised in the best turkey-raising areas by experienced turkey farmers. They're scientifically fed to make them plump and juicy. They're expertly dressed with all the care you'd take yourself. And they're carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. This year, enjoy a really fine turkey and take advantage of the Kroger low price that actually helps you save. Place your order now and be sure you get the exact size bird you want. Visit your Kroger store without delay and ask your Kroger meat man to reserve one of these top quality turkeys for you. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Penny Gibbs went to see Helen Burroughs, Freddie Lang's friend of former years, Helen threatened trouble not only for Freddie, but for Penny, too. So the visit accomplished nothing and seems to have made matters worse. Today, however, as she sits in the living room of her home, she gets a pleasant surprise as the telephone rings.
Hello?
Hello, Penny.
Hello, Joel. It's good to hear your voice.
Really? Who are you expecting?
I was expecting someone else. A girl is trying to make things unpleasant, but that really isn't important now.
Well, I'm certainly surprised at the reception I'm getting.
You are? Why?
Well, I called up to apologize, if you give me a chance to.
Apologize for what?
Don't tell me I made that small an impression on you.
Joel, I'm sorry, but I've had my mind on so many things in the last few days.
I'll tell you then. I'm talking about last Friday evening when I told you how much I loved you.
Oh.
Penny, I'm sorry. I have no right to talk that way. I just couldn't help it.
I understand, Joel.
Do you really?
I really do. And there's no reason to talk about it anymore, to worry about it.
Oh, but I've been worried ever since. In fact, I've tried a dozen times to write you a letter of apology, but I've just torn them up. I might be able to apologize better over the phone.
Apology accepted.
Oh, am I glad to hear that. Believe me, I was so ashamed of myself. I wouldn't have blamed you if you never let me speak to you again. I was even prepared to have you hang up on me the minute you heard my voice.
I told you I was glad to hear your voice. Where are you, in Rossville or in Heaven?
Oh, I'm at the hospital. I don't know whether or not I'll get up to Rossville this week, but I'm going to try.
Oh, I hope you can make it.
I hope so, too. And look, Penny, I'll promise you something so you'll never have to worry about me again. I'll keep my feelings to myself.
Oh, Joel, I hope you will, and I hope you understand why I want you to.
I do. I've understood all along. I just wish I'd been able to control my tongue Friday evening. I wouldn't have worried myself sick the last few days.
Well, you know now that there's nothing to worry about.
Well, only another lapse of willpower. But believe me, I'm going to give it more than a college try. And I'm pretty good at keeping my mouth shut when I know the importance of keeping quiet.
I'm sure you can be trusted, Joe. By the way, how's Angela?
Oh, she's fine. We're all working pretty hard down here, and your friend Miss Brill is no exception.
Well, tell her I'd like to see her this week if she's ever off duty. I want her to help me go over some of the details of the community center.
All right, I'll tell her. Oh, by the way, how's the center coming?
Oh, there hasn't been very much progress. Right now it's kind of slow going, but things will pick up pretty soon. When the reconstruction of the house is finished, and that should be fairly soon, we'll be ready to open.
Well, you know you can count on me for all the help you need.
Yeah, we're going to have to give as much time as possible to it, Joel, especially at first. And until we find out what has to be done and who can do it.
It's really an enterprise, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I hope it turns out to be.
Oh, it'll be a smashing success, Penny. With you behind it, it can't fail. I'll tell Angela you want to see her, and I'll try to get up to Rossville myself later in the week and help you all I can.
Oh, I'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Lady, those are the most beautiful words I've ever heard. Oh, I hate to hang up, Penny, but I just remembered I'm in a hospital and there's work to do. Thanks for accepting my apology.
Thanks for calling.
Believe me, I'm sure glad I did. Bye.
Goodbye, Joel.
Well, Dr. Evans, you seem exceptionally cheerful this morning.
Oh, hello, Dr. Weston.
Why the sudden change, Doctor?
Change, Dr. Weston?
Yes, I overheard several of the nurses in the chart room talking about how you've been going around under a dark cloud the past few days.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor. I didn't know it was that obvious.
It was. I noticed it myself. I'm glad to know that whatever your trouble was, it's vanished, or at least diminished.
It's more than vanished, Dr. Weston. Something good has taken its place.
Fine. How's the patient in room 1018?
Improving as well as can be expected. I looked in on him early this morning, and he was resting comfortably.
I'll keep him on sedatives for the next 72 hours, Dr. Evans. Sure he'll be all right.
Yes, sir. Oh, Dr. Weston, can you spare a few minutes?
Oh, I think so. Why?
Well, I want to talk to someone about something. I guess it's typical to want to talk to someone in a spot like this.
A spot, Dr. Evans?
Well, at a time like this.
Sit down.
Thanks.
Cigarette?
Yes, I think I will.
The lighter on my desk really works, believe it or not.
Yes, so it does. I wonder if you know why I want to talk to you and what I want to talk about.
Well, Dr. Evans, I've always told you that if you ever wanted to talk things over, you know where to find me.
Well, that's why I picked on you. You've been sort of a father to me ever since you brought me to the hospital.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Dr. Evans. I'm not old enough to be your father. Or do I look...
Oh, no, but...
Oh, I'm sure I know what you mean, Dr. Evans. I hope, though, that whatever you're contemplating isn't going to interfere with your practice of medicine. I have high hopes for you.
Thank you, Dr. Weston. I hope I don't disappoint you. But rest assured, I have no intention of giving up medicine. In fact, I'd like your job someday.
Someday, Dr. Evans, I hope you have it. Now, what's this all about?
Well, when I tell you, don't fall out of your chair. It's about a girl.
Uh-huh. I rather guessed as much.
But do you know what girl?
I might.
Well, Dr. Weston, this isn't a guessing game. You remember Penny Gibbs, don't you?
And, well, I rather thought you were showing uncommon interest in her when she was a patient here.
I couldn't help it, Dr. Weston. And I'm sure it didn't interfere with my work in the hospital.
Oh, no, on the contrary. I think your work improved while she was here, and has continued to improve since her release.
I've been seeing her regularly, Doctor. In fact, I'm helping her all I can with plans for a community center in Rossville. It's a... Well, it's sort of a memorial to Barry Carlton.
Oh, yes, and Carlton. Every time I think of him, I regret that with all our medicine, we weren't able to save his life.
I'm afraid we didn't have a chance, Dr. Weston. You know, it was a miracle that he lived as long as he did.
It was equally amazing that Miss Gibbs recovered from the shock of his death.
Well, she's recovered physically, Dr. Weston, but not spiritually. And I'm afraid that's where I made my mistake the other evening. Last Friday evening, to be exact. You see, I told Penny I loved her. But, of course, I might as well have been talking to myself.
You're in love with her, Dr. Evans?
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad. You know what you're up against, don't you?
Yes, and that's what's had me down the last few days. I know she'll never love me. And I thought I'd ruined a friendship by telling her how much I loved her.
What makes you think you didn't?
Well, I phoned her just now and apologized. She not only accepted, but I have hope now that one of these days I... I'm really telling a lot more than I intended to.
You may stop any time you like.
Well, all I want is an opinion, Dr. Weston. The opinion of someone older.
You persist in thinking of me as an old man, don't you?
Oh, you know what I mean, Doctor. I don't want to make a fool of myself.
I don't want to make Penny unhappy. But the fact that she doesn't refuse to see me after last Friday night has given me hope that she'll listen to me. And, well, maybe even fall in love with me. Am I wrong to think that?
I'd take it slowly, Dr. Evans. Carlton has been gone only a few months. It may be a matter of years before Miss Gibbs can find an honest interest in some other man. Be careful, or you'll bring this girl you love nothing but one party deep upon another.
Heatherton Florist, good afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have the wrong number.
That's quite all right.
Hello, Sal.
Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Evans. How's everything at the hospital?
Oh, same as usual.
I know what you're looking for, Dr. Evans. The loveliest flowers in the house.
Well, how'd you know?
You have that give me the best in the house look on your face.
I never have been able to put anything over on you, have I? Well, I definitely want the best.
Who is she this time?
Nobody you know, so don't get nosy.
You've always let me in on the secret before. This must be the fatal one.
One look, Sal, and I knew my days as a bachelor were numbered.
Oh, dear. 500 nurses and one florist are going to be heartbroken. I have some lovely poison ivy. How about sending her a wreath of it?
Now, look, Sal, there's a good florist on the other side of town.
All right, you win. Want to see what I have?
No, these go to someone out of town.
Uh-huh.
In Rossville, to be exact. What can you suggest for, let's say,
$15?
$15? Mm-hmm.
Dinner at Barney's and dancing at the casino. Just the two of us.
Sal, aren't you ever serious?
Well, you asked me to suggest something. But you meant flowers, didn't you? How about talisman roses?
Well, she likes that color. Tell me, will she get a big splash for $15?
I'll tell you what I'll do, Dr. Evans. My truck's going to Rossville this afternoon. Instead of wiring Rossville for flowers, I'll make up the order here and send them direct. I'll give you a better deal than you'll get in Rossville.
It's a deal. Now, here's your 15, and make it good, will you?
Mm-hmm. And there's a card and envelope over there on the table. Make that good, too.
Oh, you can bet 10 dozen roses I will.
There's ink in the inkwell for a change.
So I see. Now, what'll I say? What'll I say?
What's the matter, Doctor?
Nothing. Just mumbling to myself. Yeah, this might do. Penny. From a friend with best wishes. From an admirer with fond affection. From a man with love. Joel.
So Dr. Evans is secretly hopeful that Penny may find a romantic interest in him. Will his efforts prove successful? Or will Joel, too, only add more ache to Penny's already heavy heart? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, a good philosophy is don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. And one thing you can do today is order your Kroger Christmas turkey. If you place your order early, you'll be sure of getting the exact size you want. What's more, you'll be sure of the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. Yes, your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest birds, plump, tender, heavy-breasted. These top-quality turkeys are raised by master turkey growers in the best turkey-raising areas. They're scientifically fed to make them more delicious. They're expertly dressed, the way you'd dress a prize bird. And they've been carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. What's more, they're Kroger priced for better value. So visit your Kroger store without delay and place your order for your Christmas turkey. Remember to go to your neighborhood Kroger store immediately and get the exact size you want in one of these top quality Kroger turkeys. And at the Kroger low price that actually helps you save. See your Kroger meat man without delay. Give him your order, and this year, enjoy a really fine turkey. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.